you, Dr. Gonto, for continuing your epic jingle for week number 3 for Mornings in the Kitchen with the Dough and 5-0. I'm the 5-0, Lee Mitchell. I'm here with my partner today, Joe Dough Daddy DeRozier.
Hello.
Joe, how's it going today?
It's going well.
Are you sure about that? Because you look pretty tired this morning.
Very tired.
And why were you so tired?
We had Iconiqua was doing a fundraiser and North Miami are doing fundraisers at the same time. So we, along with all the donuts we're already making in the morning, we had to add another 40 dozen to it. It's just me and my son that do it in the morning, and then we have a crew of people that come in and do the stuff for the wholesale later on. So it was a lot of work, but it's okay. We've only got, you know, 2 more weeks of it.
40 extra dozen donuts. So what time did you go in this morning to start filling those orders?
About, 12:30 last night to get all the paperwork going, get the doughs going, and there's mixing, proofing, punching, cutting, proofing again, frying, filling, icing, and then packing. And that's about the time you came in is when we're all done. I look, I'm sure, like death.
Pretty much like death warmed over when I walked in this morning. So what time did you leave the shop today?
I got out early today, so it was only 11:30.
Oh, so you didn't even put in a full 12 hours. What a slacker.
That is... the other day you asked me, you said, hey, you know, can we do this podcast on a certain day? I said, yeah, I have that day off, which means that I only have to put in 10 hours that day instead of 14. But it does seem like a day off when you're used to that.
That is sad that you think a 10-hour day is a day off.
It is a little. But, you know, you've been in there. I go through the first part of the day, and then I'll usually have about an hour and a half to just sit. And how many people come in the back of the bakery?
Yeah,
and
we, there's a lot.
And we just BS, and I just sit there with my chin in my coffee cup trying to stay awake. And if
people had seen this coffee cup, you would think that's really disturbing that he's sticking anything in there. It's
full of flavor. It is full of flavor. I don't understand what your hang-up is on that.
It's quite disgusting. It looks, I don't even know. It's like dried up raw sewage has made a ring.
It's dried coffee.
First of all, that stuff you drink can't be really considered coffee, I don't think. I don't know where it is, where it came from, but
it's very good. It's very strong. It's what I need.
I will give that to you. It is absolutely strong.
Well, you drink all that stuff with... You have all sorts of flavors and weenie stuff and all. Yeah, I don't understand what you drink.
Weenie stuff.
Weenie.
Listen, a guy like me has got a sophisticated palate, okay? So I've got a
sophisticated palate. Can I write that down?
That sludge that you claim is coffee.
Palate. Yeah, got it. That's going to go in a post.
Speaking of sophisticated palate, Joe is giving me a hard time. I can't remember. It's probably been several weeks ago now. He offers me a cup of coffee every time I come in there to talk to him. And I normally get my coffee in the mornings from a shop called Sixth Street Coffee in Peru. Owner of that is Craig Atkins, great guy. He makes very good coffee. So if you guys live in the Miami County area, I highly recommend you check out his shop. He's got really good. He's got all kinds of stuff. He's got tea, too, if coffee's not your thing. But definitely check him out. But anyway, he isn't open on Sundays.
Aroma is. They also have very good coffee.
Yes, that is correct. And, well, they weren't open when you offered me the sludge that you called coffee, though. So
it's they just started.
I'm a creature of habit, so I've been going to Sixth Street for a long, long time. That's usually how I start my mornings. I'll go get a cup of coffee from them and visit with Craig for a little bit, and I'll go see Joe. But anyway, this was on a Sunday. Sixth Street wasn't open, and Joe offered me a cup of this toxic waste that he calls coffee that I think he buys by the bulk at Sam's Club or something. I don't know. He's just got these god-awful yellow boxes everywhere. They're even in his home where we do this podcast from. They're just everywhere. And he finally got me to try one of these K-cups of coffee in his Keurig machine, and I took one drink of it, and it burnt going down the back of my throat.
Well, you can't use a paper cup.
It wasn't because it was hot. It was because it was just, I don't know. It just wasn't good.
It's very good. It's very good. At Bustella, isn't that what it's called? Bustella? It's Bustelo coffee. It's the espresso. Espresso Bustelo. So it's very strong, and I brew it even stronger, so it's good. Don't listen to him. He gets like
don't.
Raspberry flavored or something like that.
Do raspberry.
Oh, what the hell? I don't know what the hell it was. It just it doesn't look like coffee to me.
There is nothing wrong with a nice fresh cup of mocha choco. Okay, just
and now my daughter April DeRozier, she drinks her coffee black, and she will give me crap all the time. So, oh, you still drink coffee like a girl?
Because you put cream in it.
Yes, I put just a little cream to cut down to the acidity, so it doesn't burn through my esophagus. I don't
What's
see
left it. Of it. I would think a nice hard whiskey would be smoother than.
Oh, whiskey. It's been a long time.
So, for those of you that aren't familiar with April, she's about 60 pounds soaking wet. And
she's a tiny girl.
She's talking a lot of trash to her dad, apparently, about how he drinks his coffee like
I
a girl.
I swear she could kick my butt. She's a tough little chick.
She does come across as kind of a hard ass sometimes.
She does.
So I was searching through some different news headlines. Maybe I do need a cup of that nasty stuff. I'm a little tired myself today. Different news headlines, these different things to touch on today. First thing I came across, I thought of you. Are you a big Marvel fan, Joe? Superhero movies?
I'm not. No.
You're not?
No.
I've maybe watched one or two. There's a million of them out there. I'm not a huge fan either, but I figured maybe you would be more. Maybe they're trying to reach out of people for your demographic because they've come out with these posters where they're putting felines in place of the superheroes. So this one here is Captain Marvel that came out on March 8th. And there's a little one of your cats, it looks like, on the poster there.
Yeah. The cat thing is funny. I mean, you're always teasing me about the cats. I never liked cats before. I've always been a big dog guy. And we lost one of our dogs. She had passed away, and we had another dog, a big chocolate lab, and we said, well, let's get another pet. And the girls decided to get a cat. And that was fine. And I think I said once before that they moved eventually. And we ended up with two of them. A cat got hit in front of our house. And I said, well, we'll nurse her back to health. Took her to the vet, got her all fixed up and everything. And then it just got attached. So then I ended up with two cats. The girls move out when they graduate. And so now I have these two cats. My big chocolate lab passed away. And then I got married a few years later, and she had a Maltese. So now I have all the things I swore growing up that I never liked. Cats and a tiny yipper dog. I love them all now. That I really like them. I like hanging out with them, but it's just so unlike me.
You know, it's maybe it's as you age, things change with your mindset there, because for at least for some people, because it's funny that you say that, because my father absolutely despised dogs my whole childhood, and of course all the boy wants when he's growing up is a dog, you would think, usually, right? And my dad just never liked dogs, and that's just another thing to feed. And now I sound like my dad because I say the same thing about our little 5-pound oversized rat that we have that we call a dog, right? So but he's probably over the last 10 years, he's obsessed with dogs now. He's living in North Carolina now, and he's got him another dog down there. And we're going to go see him here in about a week, so I got to meet that beastly-looking thing he's got. And he treats his dog like you treat your cats, I think. They eat steak and eggs for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I don't know if he's got these psychedelic light shows like you do for the
I'm
cats.
Sure he does.
I guess
sure
we'll find
does.
Out here in about another week.
Is this a big dog or a little dog?
It looks like a big dog, man. I've seen pictures of it. I think it might weigh more than I do. It's quite
big. Dogs are a lot of fun.
But he lives up in the mountains, so I'm sure. Well, I don't know. Have you ever seen the movie? What is that? Chevy Chase, Funny Farm.
No, I have not.
So he's got this dog. I believe it was called Yellow Dog. You need to watch this movie. It's back when Chevy Chase was actually funny.
Huh.
And but basically, he's this newspaper writer, I believe, somewhere in New York or Chicago or something like that, and he decides to do an early retirement and move out to the countryside somewhere to work on his first novel. And of course, everything just starts going wrong when they move. It's hilarious.
It's a
pretty much something.
It's a Chevy Chase kind of.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Physical comedy, but it's really funny. It's an older movie, probably back in the 80s or early 90s. But Anyway, he gets this dog because he's living out in the country, and he calls it Yellow Dog. It's a golden lab. That's the best name he comes up with. But this dog
And
doesn't.
he's a writer. Okay, all right, got it.
But that's kind of what my dad's dog. This dog's huge and lazy, and that's kind of what my dad's dog reminds me of just by seeing it. Just every time I see a picture of it, it's just laying somewhere.
Yellow dog.
Yellow dog. So,
Is it alive?
I don't know. It'd be creepy if it's not, right? You know, I did witness once. I witnessed a lady giving a dog mouth-to-mouth CPR. True story.
I would do that. I would do that.
But this dog had clearly been deceased for quite some time.
Oh, like weeks?
Possibly. Possibly.
Well, that might have been a fetish.
No, I can't really get into too much detail on that. Definitely one of the more interesting things I've seen.
Yeah,
So,
I could have probably lived the rest of my life without knowing that.
moving on, this is interesting to me. I've seen these things on TV. I've never seen one in person. Have you ever seen these robots that maybe on TV that go up and down hospital halls that's got doctors' pictures like in a monitor?
No, I've never seen that.
So
I'll be
that's kind of what it looks
darned.
like. So if you guys put type in telepresence robot and into Google, you should be able to find different articles on them. I'm just going to touch base a little bit on one I found a headline on today. There was a gentleman out in California. Naturally, this happened in California.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm going to butcher his name here, but the subject's name is Ernest Quintana.
Dr. Ernie.
Now, this is the patient.
Oh, okay.
He was in the ICU unit in a medical center in Fremont, California, when a doctor appeared on this telepresence robot video screen and told Quintana that he wasn't likely to survive his illness. Told him this over basically, I mean, it looks like an iPad, right? Or
Right.
whatever you want to call your
Yeah.
tablet. So this is where the future of medicine seems to be going. There's, I'm friends with a lot of nurses. I've got a wife that's a nurse. A lot of things, just like everything else, technology related nowadays. It is technology related. So they do a lot of their charting on tablets.
It's almost like shooting someone a text. Hey,
Right,
by the
right,
by,
right. So
you are going to
how would you,
die.
how, I mean, to me, this is very,
That seems a little cold.
It's very cold. I mean,
especially since he's in the break room kicking back having a coffee,
yeah, I mean,
probably some Bustelo.
he may not even be in the building. He could be anywhere. I mean, who knows where they are. I remember the first time I saw this. I don't know what I was watching. It was very futuristic looking. It's just basically there's these, like, it's almost like it's a hoverboard bottom kind of with a like a pole like our microphone stands on,
I've seen this on the Jetsons.
then it's attached to the tablet, and these I don't even know how they get around. They just zip up and down the hallways, and that's how the doctors get around, is through these tablets, right? So, but to me, I've had, obviously everybody's had various experiences with different types of doctors, right? Some have good bedside manner, and some not so
Suck,
much, right?
yeah.
It's and to me as a patient, especially if you're not feeling good, you're hurt, you're not really sure what's going on, you've Googled your symptoms on WebMD, and you're
Oh, that's a
99% sure
bad
you're
idea.
dying, right?
That's a
I mean, you may
bad
not even make it out of
idea.
the office. So you're going in there all stressed out, and then you get this doctor who is just cold as can
Right.
be. Very stone cold face, doesn't seem to really care about your concerns. They tell you what they see on your chart. They throw a bunch of pills at you, and they go on about their day. They don't. They're in and out in less than 5 minutes, a lot of them. And to me, if you do this with the tablet, the robot, it
Not a
makes things
fan.
even worse, right?
Yeah, not a
And
fan.
especially if you're dying. I mean, do you want to see that on a tablet? You're not going to make it.
No, I would live just to piss them off.
Yeah, I mean, I man, that's just mind-boggling to me. I can't wrap my head around it.
So breaking up over text is bad, but announcing certain death over an iPad is okay.
Right, and that's something else. I've, gosh, texting is it's the new normal, right?
Right.
I mean, I remember when it first came out all those years ago. It was you used to actually get charged for text messages
Right,
before the
right.
phone plans kind of evolved into unlimited everything. And once everybody kind of got wrapped into that unlimited texting, that's just the way I shouldn't say everybody, but man, almost everybody I talk to is through text now.
I'm the same way. Because I can text several people and I'm not tied up. And it's almost when somebody calls the cell phone, it's like, oh, really? I don't have time for this crap. I am not going to listen to you.
So, texting, it's the new normal, and even my kids today, I kind of wonder, by the time they get to be my age, I mean, who only knows what communications will be like,
right?
You know, 20 years from now or whatever. But I don't even think they'll be comfortable talking on the phone. I kind of wonder that.
I notice that now with kids that they're well, your daughter has to call me for she's one of the people in charge for that fundraiser.
Yeah.
And I could tell she was really struggling. And we've met. We're, you know, it's not like we're perfect strangers. And she has a hard time. Of course, I would just make it worse. And I'll ask her a lot of questions. And my oldest one, April, that we just talked about, she has a hard time talking to people on the phone. She'd much rather text them.
And, you know, it's kind of strange because I can watch my kids run around the house all day long. We're an Apple family. We all have iPhones. And, you know, Joe's one of those Android people. I'm not really sure why we get along as well as we do. But anyway, it's crazy to me because instead of a normal audio phone call, they'll do the FaceTime. So if I say FaceTime, do you know what that is?
It's
it's Apple's version of like Skype or whatever.
Right.
So FaceTime, for those of you that aren't familiar with it or aren't Apple people, it's a video call. So
it's a video chat, like the Jetsons.
You put your phone in front of your face and you can see the person on the other side.
And I'm not comfortable with that.
Right, and to me it's strange. Now, I don't mind doing it with my kids, but mm-hmm. anybody else, even when I do that with my parents every once in a while, it seems awkward.
Right.
And
do I have to comb my hair?
Yeah, I mean, my parents have seen me at my worst. I've seen them at their worst, and I don't know. It's just weird because I don't feel like I know what I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to sit there and just stare at the phone the whole time?
Right.
Is it okay to look around?
But you could have fun with that, though. Yeah. I could call one of my accounts, and I could be in my underwear sitting on the couch scratching myself while we're talking about donut orders.
Yeah.
And that would be, I would lose the account. Never mind.
So, but what kills me with where I was trying to go with that is they make the FaceTime call. So with the iPhones, you can make either a FaceTime call or just a normal audio call. There's also FaceTime audio, which has no camera, but you can always turn the camera on later in the conversation if you want to.
Just scare them once in a while. Click.
So, but my kids will make these, they'll make the video calls, but then they'll set the phone down flat on the table like that to where all you see is the ceiling.
Then why'd they do
it? What's the point, right?
There's no point.
And I'm thinking, now we have an unlimited data plan. Due to the size of our family, it just makes more sense because otherwise we'd be paying overage fees.
37
Crazy.
Children. That is nuts.
So, but that's my thing. They don't even know how to, I don't feel like, because of that, they're not really sure how to make a normal audio call because they do the FaceTime.
Well, maybe they'll never have to make one.
But then they don't always utilize FaceTime. It's just the audio, right? But there's something about that picture that they need to have in the background or something.
But you know, even ordering a pizza, all the stuff that we had to do when we were younger, you wanted to, you know, you have to call somebody. Or you get on a computer to talk about your phone bill.
Right.
And they have chat. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that the other day, I think. You don't ever have to talk to anybody anymore. I don't think that's good.
Yeah, you're right, because you can even get on, you know, obviously the biggest and baddest social media platform out there in the world is Facebook, and it grows more and more by the day in various different ways, and a lot of things I'm seeing now, even in our smaller community, is the capability to order from your favorite restaurant through the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, if you got a Facebook account, you don't even have to look anything up on Google anymore. Just type it in. There's a good chance if you got a Facebook account, you probably follow your favorite restaurants and drink places and all that stuff on there anyway for updates, right, what the specials are. And now there's a lot of these restaurants and stuff that they just put their menu online or on Facebook, and you can actually click a couple buttons.
I honestly have the same thing at the bakery. People...
you do have that on Facebook? You have it coming through messages, though, right?
Through message, or they can get on DeRozier Bakery Facebook, and mm-hmm. they'll order.
But these are dedicated.
Right, things, and I've thought about doing that, and that's just
you
one
just
more thing.
It out, right?
Just another thing to keep track of.
moving on, and a little bit of other strange news. North Carolina woman posted a video of a Subway sandwich shop franchise owner hitting her phone and cursing at her after she allegedly complained about an incorrect order. Tina Richardson claims she went to the Concord Subway shop after having purchased a sandwich for an elderly woman she takes care of. When she got home and looked at the sandwich, it allegedly was not what she had occurred. That's what usually happens to me at the Golden Arches. Richardson said she returned to the sandwich shop to get a refund and store credit, prompting the franchise owner to begin cursing at her and hit her phone. Richardson also claims the man hit her head and threw her sandwich on the ground, then the beginning of the altercation was not recorded. In the video, the franchise owner is seen charging at the customer before knocking her phone and then storming off into the back room, cussing at her and flipping her off. An employee then gets involved, also swearing at the woman and telling her to leave. Before Richardson left the store, she showed a photo of the sandwich she had ordered on a flyer, which appears to have chicken strips, and then shows the sandwich she received, which appeared to have shredded meat on the floor. She posted the incident on her Facebook page, and voila, it has been viewed over 1.2 million times as of Monday afternoon, and telling everyone else to stay away from the establishment. Now, let's touch on that. So say this, something like this would happen in your store. And say, even now, this would never happen with Joe by any means, although he's getting older and crankier by the day.
I am getting old and cranky.
But say, you know, even if this would happen in the storefront at Aroma, okay, say this happens, you know, one of the girls up there makes a drink that somebody doesn't care for, or they put the wrong donut in the bag that somebody orders up there, and something
and
like
that happens.
Right. I mean, people make mistakes.
Right.
But say this happens and somebody loses their mind out in the lobby and something similar to this happens, and then it gets posted on Facebook. Now, we were talking about how big and powerful this platform is. 1.2 million times this has been viewed just a matter of a few days, right? And now all of a sudden, you've seen how all the keyboard warriors and the trolls go.
Right.
Without even doing any research, they just have these loud and proud opinions from behind their telephones.
They really have no idea what she said.
They can kill a business.
Yeah.
They can kill a business.
Yep.
So something similar happened like that in a community not far from us here with a pizza place. Do you remember that? Mike's Pizza.
Oh, that's right, yes.
So there was an incident where the owner was supposedly cleaning a grill or something with his shirt off.
And she implied that he was baking with his shirt off, and he was a hairy fella.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say. It didn't look like he was baking. It looked like he was cleaning that oven.
I thought the story was he was cleaning. But,
well, that the story she was saying that he always was doing that kind of stuff with it. But yeah. I've eaten there. I've never thought it was dirty. I never had any issues with it. It did seem a little like a disgruntled employee. Apparently, she didn't have any problems with that, with him, you know, whatever, if he was cleaning or whatever, before she got let go.
Well, it just goes to show how powerful social media is. People, they just ramble on.
Well, it's something, though, like you said, if that happened at Aroma, they'd just take care of it. They would replace the drink, they'd replace the donut, and you don't, you know, cussing at them and flipping them off, it just wouldn't happen. So I would wonder what happened before that. What did she say? Was it very calmly, "Oh, I'm very sorry, but this isn't the right sandwich"? Or did she go in there raising hell? I guess I'd want to know the whole. So it's just like everything we hear on TV or anything. We hear
you only hear a fraction of the story.
Exactly.
And that's a lot of problem with society today, is you take in whatever the news gives you, which, based on my experience, for what I do, that's not always the entire story.
No.
And they kind of fabricate things to twist in to get a headline, and even the headlines, that seems to be most the only thing that people actually read is the headline.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even bother to open the article to see what the news is giving them.
Right.
And so if they make a headline that the subway is dirty and the owner yelled at customer, well, oh my God, he's the biggest loser on the planet. Let's shut this place down. Let's picket it. And then when the news comes back and they've got this big picket and this rally outside the store, what are you picketing for? Then they look like even bigger idiots on TV. So do your research, people. I mean, read. Can people still read?
I don't know.
I don't know either. So moving on past that just a little bit, we have, I found a couple interesting tweets, or funny tweets, I should say, today. They're funny to me anyway. I'm going to show them to Joe for the first time. This guy here.
He does this to me, by the way. You know, we'll come sit down and say, "Lee, what are we going to talk about?" "Oh, I don't know. And so then he does know. He's lying. And so we start, and he starts talking. It's like, "Wait a minute. You knew what you were going to say." And he just wants to get, I guess, an honest reaction from me.
That's right. Honest reaction.
Okay. Well, it's working.
So, at Vibes with Izzy, he posted a video that, as of 3/9/19, has over 1 million views. And basically, he is... So, you load up your Twitter there. For those of you who have Twitter, it's at Vibes with Izzy. And you can find this tweet from March 9th with over 1 million views. So, basically, this is going to be him surprising his girlfriend. Okay? I'm going to show this to Joe now.
Surprise, baby. Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
Did you pack my things?
Hell yeah, Hubert. You've been cheating on me with Hubert.
He's just a friend.
Yeah, nah, he ain't no friend.
You really want to do this on my birthday?
I don't give a damn about your birthday. You been cheating on me with a dude named Hubert, I'll be damned. Here go your stuff. It's already packed. Get your stuff and get the hell out of my house. Cheating on me with a dude named Hubert. Get the hell out of my house.
Wow. 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 And he gift wrapped her stuff. She didn't have a lot of stuff, did she?
No, she didn't have that much, but I guess she can take it to Hubert's place. I'm not sure that he was... He didn't seem so upset that she was cheating, but he was upset that she was cheating with a guy named Hubert.
I get it. His name's Cubert. Is it Cubert? Hubert.
I think he's saying Hubert.
That was a video game back in the 80s, wasn't it? Cubert?
Cubert. That was a great game.
It was.
We should do a show on just the old Nintendo games one day.
I think we just have to go out to my garage, don't we?
Hubert. So, ladies, don't ever mess with Izzy, or whatever I said his name was. Dizzy? What was it?
Or Hubert.
Vibes with Izzy. He is not a fan of people by the name of Hubert.
No.
Hashtag Hubert matters. We're going to... So we touched on the cheese challenge last week, which
I love
not
the cheese
what Joe thought it was.
Oh, my. It was... My daughter came in laughing, and she said, that's hilarious. It's exactly what you would be doing to us.
All right. So, the cheese challenge. We thought it was funny. Some people don't think it's so funny. I'm going to show Joe this one. This one's Twitter handle of at hold my ale. That's HOLDMYALE. So this lady here says, hold my beer while I throw this cheese at my boyfriend. So she throws the cheese on her boyfriend's face, and he's got this, I don't know what that is, a mastiff or a bulldog or something. And he's sleeping when he gets hit with a cheese. Could you see what you...
I did, and she was really lucky he didn't take his face off the way she threw that. Did she have no clue that this dog might be interested in the food?
I don't know. Maybe she was. Maybe she knew the dog would go after the food. But basically, the dog woke this guy up out of a... Well, the cheese kind of woke him up, and then the dog was right in his face to take the cheese off of his face. He is a very stout gentleman. And his reaction and his very high-pitched scream is quite comical.
He was probably upset because the dog got the cheese.
I think, I don't know, he might need to eat a little less cheese. I'm not sure. So.
Perhaps a sit-up.
Joe and I posted a couple of, I don't know what you call them, memes, I guess. Is that how you say it? Memes? Memes? Memes?
I don't know. I'm old.
On our Mornings in the Kitchen page, just for fun. And folks, we're not all politics all the time by any stretch of the imagination.
It's part of our song, Lee.
It is part, but we're not politics all
Weather
the time.
Weather and
so,
politics, yes, it's
know, some
part
people
of it.
Think they're funny. Some people thought, oh my God, don't talk about politics. And some of these people talk about politics on their personal page. We're going to talk about whatever we want because it's our show.
Exactly.
You know, people, gosh, we've touched on this a little bit before, but they complain. They just find anything and everything to complain about. You know, we're doing this just for fun. Joe and I aren't making any money at doing this. It just gives us a way to unwind and kind of just have a good time. People, enjoy your life, right? Just relax just a little bit. I saw this today, and I thought I'd share it with everybody today. So, 6 signs you're actually doing great in your life. Number 1, you're breathing.
No, oh, good. Got
you're
that.
You're still alive.
Got it.
If you have a roof over your head. Not bad.
Got it. Got it.
Food on your table?
Yeah.
Are you drinking clean water? Mm. Probably not out of that damn coffee cup. I'll tell you who's drinking nice, crisp, clean water. His cats.
Yes.
His cats.
Yes.
They've got elaborate fountains.
You really need to get over that, please.
I just can't get over it. You're wearing clean clothes. Now, Joe doesn't usually wear clean clothes, but he has the capability to do so.
I have clean clothes. I just they don't stay clean for very long.
And then this is the most important thing, the top six signs. You wish good for others. So how about instead of tearing everybody down, tearing each other down, maybe try and build them up a little bit, right?
Or laugh. Just have fun. If something's funny, for goodness sakes, don't take it so personally. Well, the people that got a little butthurt about things that we posted, we laughed.
Yeah.
we enjoyed it,
you
really.
Know, and they were both Democratic in nature, and you know, you can say whatever you want. I don't care. And if I find a meme out there about the president that I think's funny, I'm going to post that on there,
right,
too. I and let the games begin.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
anyway. You know, and one of the girls that comment that actually I have a lot of respect for her. She's a friend of mine. So I was a little surprised that she got so upset, and she oh, you know what? I actually meant to delete that because I didn't want her to get.
Right, you know, and it's we've tried to make this clear from day one. This is all for fun. We want to try and maintain a positive environment, and if people are going to start complaining and
we're going to make fun of you.
Yeah,
we're going to start naming names and we're going to make fun of you because we have
got nothing better to do.
So exactly,
that's not true. We're both very busy people, and we have to squeeze in time every week.
I think that's in a song too, because we have nothing better to do. You haven't been paying attention.
That's kind of a lie though, because we're both pretty busy most of the time. So. I want to touch on a few things going on in Peru here over the next week or so, as we're kind of winding things down here today. The YMCA is still staying busy with some things. They're having Nerf Royale 2 at the Miami County YMCA Friday, March 22nd from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Bring your Nerf equipment. All come show them what you got. Ammunition will be provided. It's going to be $3 for Y members, $5 for non-members. Anybody that has any more questions about how to get registered for the event can contact Cassie Corbett at 765-472-1979, extension 236. You want to go have a Nerf Battle Royal, Joe?
6 to 8 is kind of my...
That is kind of your bedtime.
Yes.
That sounds like fun, though. I might have to see if my son might want to do that. They're having a YMCA Euchre Night, Cards for a Cause. You can go alone, but you won't be alone at the Euchre Night. It is on the 16th of March from 5:30 to 7:30. Adults only, 18 years and older. There is an early bird entry fee that includes food and refreshments at $20 a person. After March 8th, registration, $25 a person.
Why does that happen like that? Why is it if after a certain day the prices go up?
I think it's just an incentive to try and get more people registered early, which I can relate to based on the...
the dodgeball thing. And
different things I've done,
right,
for fundraisers. It definitely makes the people that are putting the events on, it makes life a little easier when they know what they've got coming in.
We had the same thing with the donut eating challenge. Mm-hmm. We ended up with 30-some people, I think, but I'd say half of them signed up just a day or two before. So you didn't know what the heck you were going to make or how you were going to work it out. So, okay, I can kind of see.
Last fundraiser that it's come across my desk is they're doing a fundraiser for the Peru Cal Ripken Baseball League, participating in Wings Etc. in Peru, Dine to Donate event. It's March 24th, 2019, which is a Sunday, at Wings Etc., also known, Joe, as...
The Flying Chicken.
The Flying Chicken. We'll touch on
that.
They do
a lot of stuff, don't they?
So from 11 to 10 on the 24th, you can dine in or carry out at Wings at the times listed above, and they will donate 15% of their food and soft drink subtotal to the Cal Ripken Baseball League.
That's good for them.
So, Joe, let's touch on that before we wrap up here today. The Flying Chicken. There's a little bit of controversy with your Flying Chicken there, wasn't there?
I don't know. So my wife and I, we would eat there, and there's a couple times I've called her before she got off work, or when she got off work, and I said, hey, you want to grab something to eat real quick? And the Flying Chicken, Wings, etc., said that they were going to sponsor our donut eating contest. So, we try to get over there and thank them for what they're doing for us.
Right.
And so, I call her and say, where do you want to eat? She said, that one place, that place we've been going. So can you be more descriptive? And where we eat, the Flying Chicken. That's a great name. I can remember that so much easier than Wings, etc. So I just started calling it Flying Chicken. I started putting that in my posts, And at first I'd put the flying chicken, and then parentheses, I'd put wings, etc. And then after a while, I just started calling it the flying chicken. And apparently somebody in corporate had seen that, and they got hold of the local owner here, and they said, hey, this is wings, etc. You know, it's not the flying chicken. So they got hold of me, and they said, hey, can you kind of calm that down? Well, no. No, you just kind of gave me incentive to keep calling it the flying chicken. So then I would say, wings, not the flying chicken. Don't call it the flying chicken. We don't want to call it the flying chicken because it's not the flying chicken. It's wings. And we just had a lot of fun with that.
So from those of you that are listening from outside of our area, if you just go online and type in wings, etc., you can find the logo for wings and see why Joe calls it the flying chicken. It's literally a chicken and a plane flying.
It's a flying chicken.
He didn't put a lot of thought into it. But
it was my wife, but I did like it a lot.
It was pretty funny. There was a couple more headlines here that I kind of looked at and thought was, I would touch base with you on. We got a few more minutes left here. This one was on from out of Pennsylvania. A Pennsylvania man was arrested after he allegedly strangled a driver who was singing Christmas carols.
Good for him.
This is stamped March 11th, so this was just here within the last day or two. State police said 25-year-old Clayton Lucas was a passenger in a car that was en route from a halfway house to a treatment house.
Huh.
Make of that what you will. The driver of the car was singing Christmas songs, which angered Lucas. Police said Lucas reached around the driver's seat and began choking him, causing the driver to almost lose consciousness. The driver's neck was red and his eyes were bloodshot, according to the report. Tripper was waved down and told about the incident. He later found the men tried taking Lucas into custody, but Lucas wouldn't cooperate and refused all the commands, authorities said. Officer applied physical force to take him into custody. He is charged with aggravated assault, among other offenses. Now, for those of you that aren't big Christmas Carol fans, do you like Christmas music?
I sing it all year long, but I'm usually by myself.
So he clearly pushed his halfway house buddy over the edge and was singing.
I wonder if there's a warning. I wonder if he said, hey, if you don't cut that out.
I mean, he looks a little psychotic. A little sketch.
He told me to stop, I'd stop. He looks like a big guy.
Out of Litchfield Park, Arizona, a jaguar attacks a woman at a zoo in Arizona, leaving her with injuries that required medical attention.
Wait, it wasn't in a cage?
The attack happened Saturday evening at the Wildlife World Zoo in Litchfield Park. The guest crossed over the barrier to get a closer photo, at which time she was attacked by the jaguar.
God, stupid? Now, what's wrong with you?
I don't know how many of you have been to the zoo, but they have these, no matter which zoo I've ever been into, they have these barricades, they have signs, don't cross the barricade, don't cross the sign.
But if she got over the barricade, how come the jaguar couldn't? I'm confused. How?
She apparently had gotten close enough to over the barricade to where the jaguar just got a hold of her. He didn't want his picture taken, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, well, he might be shy.
So, play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
I've never heard that before.
I don't know what else to say. Don't make the kitty angry. This one here should hit close to home to you. Scientists confirm, this is a little older, I'm just seeing this today. This was back in October of last year.
Very old, yes.
Scientists have confirmed being forgetful is a sign of very high intelligence. How do you feel about that?
I do believe Darren Sturch had put that on Facebook.
Oh, well, then we've got to edit and take this out because I can't give her credit for anything.
No. Well, she didn't write it. She just copied it.
I mean, there's like 10 paragraphs in there. I know she didn't write it. Give me a break, Darren Sturch. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here today. We should have this out on the normal day and time on Wednesday this week. Hopefully the audio is still sounding good to everybody. And we will touch base with you all soon. Joe, we'll see you next week.
All right.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer.